This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 21st of June. The general synopsis at 1800. High Shannon, 1,022, expected 40s, 1,031 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, southwesterly veering westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwest Viking. Showers, good. South at Sierra, westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally poor later in 4th. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, west or northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Thundery showers, fog patches in Humber. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in Thames and very poor in Humber. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable becoming northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, northeast becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic mainly north, 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Seoul, easterly 3 to 5, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable becoming east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Irish Sea. Fair, good. Shannon, variable 3 or less, becoming east 3 to 5, rain later, good. Rockall, southwesterly 4 or 5 at first in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Mallon, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in Faroes, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in South Hebrides. Showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west 3, 9 miles, 1023 rising. Stornoway, southwest 4, slight rain, 16 miles, 1020 rising. Lerwick, southwest 5, 12 miles, 1017 rising slowly. Wake Automatic, north 1, 22 miles, 1020 rising. Aberdeen, northwest by west 1, 19 miles, 1022 rising. Lookers, southwest by west 2, 24 miles, 1023 rising. Boomer, calm, 15 miles, 1023 rising. Bridlington, east by south 2, 1023 rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south 2, 11 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 2, 5 miles, 1023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, calm, 1022, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1023, rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 2, 1023. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north 3, 11 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north by west 2, 1800 metres, 1023, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest 1, more than 38 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valley, northwest by north 2, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1024, rising. Liverpool Crosby, north by east 1, 19 miles, 1024, rising. Valentia, east by south 1, 24 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, west-northwest 1, 16 miles, 1024, rising. Malinhead, southwest by west 3, 15 miles, 1024, rising. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by east 1, 22 miles, 1024, rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 20th of June. The general situation: high pressure will be centred over or close to the British Isles, bringing a good deal of fine, settled and very warm weather to most areas, with mainly light or moderate winds. A few fog patches may affect some North Sea coasts and also some English Channel coasts at first on Sunday. Showers are likely across North Scotland, and a few showers will develop elsewhere, mainly on Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in south and also later in north. Showers, fair later, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable becoming mainly southeast later, 3 or less, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable becoming east or southeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4 becoming easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Showers at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers at first in east, fog patches at first in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 or 4 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, mainly northeast, 2 to 4. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, becoming mainly north or northeast, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Isle of Man, variable becoming north or northeast 3 or less, veering east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable becoming mainly north or northeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then east or northeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, fair later. Good. And Shetland Isles, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
I do miss the bruised young man I used to be.
Short stories from the childhood of Dylan Thomas.
I so badly wanted to see my name in print, yet everything I'd written embarrassed me.
Geron Howell stars in a beloved collection of Thomas's works.
Jump in, Mr. Thomas!
Sorry, boys. I'm afraid I've got work on.
As if you do.
You've never worked a day in your life.
On BBC Radio 4, Portrait of the Artist as a Young Dog by Dylan Thomas.
A young man who could well be the greatest poet of his generation.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
And with that, we've reached the close of play this Saturday night. As always, you'll be able to listen to the BBC World Service through the night here on this very frequency. Radio 4 opens up for the new day at 5:30 or so. Lisa Costello will be here bright and early for that. On Radio 4 Extra next, a thriller from the pen of Barbara Vine, alias Ruth Rendell, which takes us back to 1976 and an idyllic hot summer for Adam and his friends. But when the weather breaks, events take a dramatic turn. A Fatal Inversion stars Andrew Wincott, and it's on Radio 4 Extra next. Over on Radio 3 tonight, something special. Verity Sharp is marking the summer solstice with a whole night of imaginative documentaries. Special series of programmes which began at sunset on Saturday and will continue through until sunrise. A night of radio adventures and music with programmes from 1957 right through until the present day. Midsummer Dreaming is the name of that special series, and it's underway on Radio 3 right now. Thank you for your company here on Radio 4 at this late hour. From me, Ron Brown, tonight's newsreader, Andrew Peach, and indeed everyone working through the night here at Broadcasting House in London, a very peaceful night. And I do hope you're able to stay cool if the mercury is rising where you are. Good night.
At midnight GMT, welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Paul Moss. J.D. Vance is off to Switzerland to talk peace with Iran. But what's with the contradictory claims about the Strait of Hormuz? And more Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. We hear from eyewitnesses on the ground.
The missile struck without warning. I was injured and so was my wife. Shrapnel is all over her body.
Britain's King Charles is to publish his tax bill, so what will we actually learn about the royals and their finances? And Colombians are preparing to choose a new president. Ending the country's ongoing guerrilla conflict is top of voters' priorities.
I have a brother who was murdered for not paying an extortion threat in front of his children.
Plus, we're live in Toronto to catch up on the latest from the World Cup. Germany victorious, but Sweden humiliated. We'll have those stories and more after this bulletin of international news.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Iran says it has again closed the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israel's continued strikes on southern Lebanon, which have killed at least 25 people, according to Lebanese state media. The Iranian military described the attacks as a violation of Tehran's peace deal with Washington. But a US military statement said the strait remained open and at least 55 vessels had passed through during the day. From Beirut, Hugo Bashega reports.
The announcement by Iran about the Strait of Hormuz puts further pressure on a truce that was difficult to reach and is proving difficult to fulfill. One of its terms is an end to the fighting in Lebanon. But the war here hasn't stopped. Iran says the US has failed to implement what had been agreed and that Israel has continued with its attacks against Hezbollah, violating a local ceasefire.
The US Vice President J.D. Vance is now on his way to Switzerland for talks about how to implement the peace deal.